When 4-year-old Colton Burpo began talking about sitting in Jesus's lap during his emergency surgery for a ruptured appendix, his parents were stunned. How could their son describe heaven with such vivid detail? How could he know where each parent was during his surgery? His father raging at God in a small hospital room? His mother crying on the phone in another? The Burpo family's journey began in March 2003 in Imperial, Nebraska, when what seemed like a simple stomach flu nearly took their son's life. What emerged in the months and years following was something no one could have anticipated, a child's matter-of-fact descriptions of heaven that would eventually captivate millions worldwide. For the Burpos, Colton's illness was the culmination of months of suffering. Todd, a pastor and garage door installer, had already endured a devastating leg injury, excruciating kidney stones, and a breast cancer scare. Financial strain mounted as medical bills piled up while income disappeared. Their fellow pastors had begun calling Todd Pastor Job, referencing the biblical figure who suffered one affliction after another. Just when things seemed to be improving, their family vacation to Colorado was interrupted when Colton fell violently ill. After days of misdiagnosis, a surgeon finally discovered Colton's ruptured appendix. As Colton was wheeled away screaming, "Daddy, don't let them take me!" Todd fled to a small room where he finally broke. "Where are you?" he raged at God. "Is this how you treat your pastors?" 4 months after Colton's surgery, during a family road trip, he casually mentioned, "Yeah, that's where the angels sang to me," when Todd referenced the hospital. Later, he added, "I went up out of my body. I could look down and see the doctor working on me." Over the following months, revelations emerged naturally in conversation, never rehearsed, always spontaneous. Colton described heaven as a place where nobody's old and nobody wears glasses, where Jesus has markers on his hands and feet, and everyone has wings. In heaven, he did homework assigned by Jesus and met many children. When asked about God's throne, Colton described it as really, really big because God is the biggest one there is. He explained that Jesus sits at God's right side and that the Holy Spirit is kind of blue and sits on God's left. These descriptions blended childlike simplicity with theological sophistication, often aligning with biblical descriptions beyond his Sunday school knowledge. Colton also insisted there were swords in heaven. The angels carry swords so they can keep Satan out of heaven. He described a future war where Jesus and the angels and the good people would fight against Satan and the monsters and the bad people. Most disturbingly to Todd, Colton calmly stated, "I watched you. You have to fight too." The most powerful revelations were those connecting to the Burpo family history, details Colton couldn't possibly have known. One day he told his mother, "Mommy, I have two sisters." When Sonia suggested he meant his sister Cassie and perhaps a cousin, Colton insisted, "No, I have two sisters. You had a baby die in your tummy, didn't you?" Stunned, Sonia asked who told him this. "She did, Mommy," Colton replied, adding that God adopted her. He described meeting a little girl in heaven who resembled Cassie but had dark hair like Sonia's. Most poignantly, he added, "She just can't wait for you and Daddy to get to heaven." This revelation began healing Todd and Sonia's painful experience of a miscarriage they had never discussed with their children. Colton also spoke about meeting Todd's grandfather, Pop, who had died 25 years before Colton was born. When shown a photo of Pop as a young man, Colton immediately recognized him, though he hadn't recognized photos of Pop as an elderly man. These family connections transformed Colton's experience from an abstract spiritual account into something deeply personal. During recovery, Colton showed particular interest in Jesus's appearance. When his parents showed him various paintings of Christ, he always found fault with them. The hair's not right or the clothes aren't right. In 2006, Todd discovered Akiana Kramarik, a 12-year-old Lithuanian-American artist who began having visions of heaven at age 4 despite her atheist upbringing. When shown Akiana's painting, Prince of Peace, Colton studied it carefully before declaring, "Dad, that one's right." The connection between these two children from different backgrounds who had never met yet described similar experiences struck Todd as profound, suggesting Colton's experience wasn't merely a product of his religious upbringing, but something more universal. Despite his extraordinary experience, Colton lived as a regular Midwestern kid who excelled at wrestling, played baseball, practiced piano, and joined the school band. While he occasionally mentioned heaven during quiet family moments, he remained grounded in daily life with normal sibling squabbles. For the Burpos, sharing Colton's story unexpectedly transformed their lives. It shattered their self-reliance and taught them humility. Their faith deepened, and Todd's ministry approach shifted, particularly in expanding children's programs after Colton emphasized that Jesus really loves the children. When asked what he wanted people to know from his story, Colton replied simply, "I want them to know that heaven is for real." This statement became the family's mission as they shared their experience with an ever-widening audience while maintaining their small-town values and close family bonds. Colton's descriptions challenged stereotypical views of heaven as merely peaceful and comfortable. Instead, they suggest an ongoing cosmic struggle between good and evil, a perspective aligned with religious traditions, but rarely articulated so concretely by a child. His theological concepts, including Satan's temporary access to heaven, correspond with biblical passages he had never been taught. These darker elements, combined with his descriptions of God's throne and the kind of blue Holy Spirit, present a complex spiritual cosmology beyond what might be expected from a child's imagination or religious education. The specific details, from Jesus's rainbow-colored horse to angels singing his favorite songs, maintain a four-year-old's perspective while offering theological insights that resonate with ancient religious texts. At its heart, Colton's story offers something rare in our skeptical age, hope that transcends material understanding. His account suggests the veil between life and death may be thinner than we imagine. Whether approaching with religious conviction or skeptical inquiry, his story challenges us to consider that reality might extend beyond our physical world. What if death isn't the end? What if our loved ones aren't truly lost? What if our suffering has meaning we cannot see? These questions resonate across cultural and religious boundaries, speaking to universal human longings for connection and transcendence. In a world dominated by cynicism, Colton's simple declaration that heaven is for real reminds us that even in our darkest moments, we might not be alone. Perhaps known and loved by something greater that sees our pain, walks with us through struggles, and waits to welcome us home.